to Washington, D.C., and Linda Kenyon.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. Wow, $60,000
in
checks. That is a nice down payment.
How do you cash those if you're not named Martha, you know, and you're some guy?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, how much of that can they actually get away with?
I don't know. Maybe they, you know, wash the name or something. I don't know how they do that.
Well, there's sure a sneaky way. So, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has got his asbestos diapers on this morning, and he's sitting on the hot seat.
Yeah, he's in front of the Senate Finance Committee even as we speak. He's going to be testifying about budget issues regarding his Department of Health and Human Services. But you know, he's going to be asked about a whole lot more than that. He's been very prominent in the news lately because while he was confirmed, despite widespread speaking out on his part against vaccines, he's a very prominent vaccine skeptic. He was confirmed, and now he has made so many changes at the departments under his purview that people are getting nervous about the nation's health and if it's going to have adverse effects. For example, firing members of the CDC who refused to go along with a lot of his recommendations. Keep in mind, the HHS secretary is not a doctor. He's not a scientist. He's a former lawyer. And one of the vaccine skeptic proposals of his was to remove the vaccine advisory panel and replace it instead with his own members, many of whom are prominent vaccine skeptics as well. So this has been a very big issue. And a lot of Republicans have been very concerned about this as well, because even President Trump, who was hospitalized for COVID, credited his fast recovery with the process under his first administration, which included the very fast rollout of COVID vaccines.
Yeah.
It's easy to forget that because... that was just the first phase. The second phase of it was done during the Biden administration. That was the distribution phase. But the Trump administration is the one that got the vaccine done in the first place.
Yes, that's right. And the president has taken great credit for that. And one of the reasons that the vaccine was able to be developed so quickly was because of the foundational science use of the mRNA vaccines, and upon which they built, the COVID vaccine. And one of the things that the HHS secretary has done is cast major doubt on mRNA vaccines and mRNA science.
Now, you know, the thing that strikes me is how many people in government we have that seems to be from a traditional point of view, not qualified for the positions they're in. And the only reason I say this is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. got a brain worm eating undercooked pork or something like that, but also was a drug user. And he has, this voice quality. He sounds more like... what was Mama Kennedy's name?
Ethel?
Yeah, Rose Kennedy, you know.
Uh-huh.
But he actually admittedly used heroin at one time. And this is a guy that's in charge of drug policy and vaccinations and all of this stuff. And the Center for Disease Control... I don't know if it was Doge or who it was, but they've thinned the ranks down so much. Do we have enough people to administer anything anymore?
That's one of the major concerns, which prompted, by the way, a health alliance that was announced yesterday among West Coast states, California, Oregon, and Washington State. This health alliance has said, we can't trust the CDC. They can't answer any of our questions because they have lost thousands of staff members. There's nobody to take our calls. We don't trust the non-scientific approach to advice when it comes to things such as vaccines. So we're forming our own health alliance, and we're going to go with the science when we make recommendations to people in our states, they said, about whether to get vaccines and who should get them and the safety and efficacy of these vaccines.
But then the payment, the payment would come through the bureaucracy to support this. Will it be supported, I wonder?
Well, that's one of the questions, by the way. I was in a conference call with the health secretary for Washington State yesterday, and that very same question came up. Are you concerned that federal funding will be cut because you're doing this? And he said that there is the possibility of retaliation. And he said that the political atmosphere in which we live right now does include a lot of political retaliation. So, yeah, I mean, he's not blind to that. And neither are the members of the Health Alliance from California and Oregon, but they just feel that they have to do what they have to do.
Well, in the committee meeting, we understand already the Democrats on the committee are asking for the resignation of Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Right. They are asking for his resignation. They feel that the nation's health, as they said before this hearing, is not something to be toyed with and not something to cast doubt upon. And when there's uncertainty about the nation's health and about the direction and the recommendations you're getting from the top, that cannot stand. So they are asking for his resignation.
New Orleans is an interesting city. It is a multi-faceted city. It is multicultural, and it has some deep, interesting histories. And it has an underbelly of crime. I'm wondering how the National Guard is going to tackle that.
Well, you know, one of the things, the president, I was in the Oval Office yesterday. I was the pool reporter when the president was meeting with the president of Poland. And the question came up about crime in other cities because the president's very proud of the use of the National Guard in Washington, D.C. In fact, I'm standing across from the White House right now, and I see two National Guard members. I'm waving at them. They're waving back. But he wants to take that model and put it in other Democrat-controlled cities. Chicago, he mentioned earlier this week, the mayor of Chicago and the governor of Illinois not happy with that. L.A., of course, has sued, saying that the deployment of National Guard troops back in June was an illegal abuse of power. A court has ruled in L.A.'s favor. And now the president in the Oval Office, taking a question, said that, you know, maybe New Orleans is next. And to which, say, House Speaker Mike Johnson, who is from Louisiana, said, wait, what? So... and then, of course, he said, you know, up on Capitol Hill later, he was like, well, you know, we'll have to look into that. No one has discussed that with me. So this is the Speaker of the House from the state of Louisiana, and you would think that the president might actually, you know, let him know, give him a heads up ahead of time, but he did not.
I wonder if the president is reacting to some of the statistics that are being put out there about the crime rates in red cities and red states compared to these places that he's been targeting?
He has mostly targeted Democratic states. This is a winning issue for him because who doesn't want to crack down on crime, right? And if the Democrats say they're opposed to this, then it can be spun in such a way as to say the Democrats want crime. In fact, he even said that in the Oval Office yesterday. He said, I'm against crime. The Democrats are support crime. We know that's not true, but it is a very good talking point, and it does resonate. So he's using it. Now, of course, there are several red states with even higher crime statistics than the states he's going after. But when you bring up things such as studies and statistics and all sorts of facts, he will usually dismiss and say those numbers are phony. In fact, he said earlier this week, he says, I don't want phony numbers. So he's not doing this based on you know, facts and figures. He's doing this for other reasons, most likely.
So with Congress back in town now, has the pace quickened around the White House?
Well, yes and no. For example, the president doesn't have any public events on the schedule today. However, he is hosting a dinner for some IT executives who will be participating in an event hosted by the First Lady on AI. I will tell you that last night as I was leaving the White House, we could hear the president was again testing the speakers for his brand new patio, which used to be the Rose Garden, and that he paved over and made it look very much like Mar-a-Lago with the same tables and yellow umbrellas, etc. And he was playing Bob Denver music last night.
Okay. Now, I kind of wondered if you meant he was on the microphone going, test, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Because, no, he's playing Bob Denver.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Linda, as always, we appreciate you. Great reporting, and thank you for drilling down for us this morning.
You are welcome. Have a great day.